Darren Lehman knows exactly how destructive Glenn Maxwell can be when he gets in these sort of moods. Hello, Darren.
Afternoon, boys. It's been a pretty impressive performance with the bat first game of the summer, hasn't it?
Goodness gracious me. Is it, Darren, how much of this do you look at as a coach and think you need to see the first 10 overs of how India bat first just to see, you know, what the deck is actually like for batting? Because it looks pretty good at the moment.
Oh, it'd be good, mate. I mean, they're not making good fifty. They've got some world-class players, India.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll have to get early wickets, and that's still the key in one-day cricket. You've got to get early wickets. If you do that, then you're a chance to chase, obviously you can restrict them. India, if they don't lose early wickets, they're a chance to chase it down because there's such a quality batting lineup. So the difference in the game will be the opening partnership of Warner and Finch at the start, where they didn't lose any wickets, that big over-century partnership, and, you know, that got the ball rolling. And Steve Smith came in and went straight from the get-go. He's obviously got his hands going and he's got them right.
There's great confidence in this group at the moment, Buff, as we see Glenn Maxwell with a straight drive caught in the deep by Jadeja out for 45. But just to think that they haven't played cricket for so long, especially cricket on home soil, in so long, and the form that this batting lineup is showing, gee, it bodes well for the summer ahead.
It does, but that's the same for both sides, isn't it? I mean, no one's played much cricket at all, have they, in the last, obviously, 6 to 8 months. So, you know, it's a good start from the Aussies. They'll be really ecstatic about it, especially their top order getting the runs. That's what they'd want. If you're doing that, you're making a lot of runs all the time. I know Aaron Finch, you know, his captain's really proud of his sort of top three getting the job done a lot of the time. If they do that, I know JL will be happy and they'll be very ecstatic. So it's a polished performance, and Maxwell coming in at the end there just to give it a real bump up. And then it's over to the bowlers.
It's interesting. We were just talking about, obviously, the tennis and the quarantine. India has just completed its 2 weeks of quarantine. They were allowed to practice. But still, being in that quarantine situation, Buff, it would take a little bit out of you, the fact that normality seems to go out the window.
It does, but that's the world we live in at the moment, isn't it? You just got to put up with that and get on with it the best you possibly can. And you know, that's everyone. That's every individual and team. So, you know, we had Brisbane Heat boys. We just had Chris Lynn come out of quarantine today from the IPL. So, you know, it's been the case for everyone. It's a weird year, 2020, and we just want everyone to stay safe and healthy as can be. So, yeah, you've got to adapt as a player and coaches. And you know, it's going to be a little bit different summer as such, but it's still going to be an exciting one.
Have you had to quarantine this year?
I did when I came back from Adelaide, yeah, because the outbreak in Adelaide. So,
that's right.
We had that. So, but it was, the self-quarantine where it's in at home, so it's a little bit different than the international travel. So I've been a little bit lucky. I haven't wanted to travel, obviously, with the heart attack in February. So I've stayed at home, lads, to be fair. So I know it's been tough on the guys with the quarantine in small hotel rooms as such, but, you know, safety and health is most important.
How would you view Cam Green in trying to get him into the team this summer? Darren, like, has he done enough domestically?
Yeah, he'll play somewhere. They'll get him in the one-day setup like they used to do years ago, really. You know, I think that's happened throughout everyone's career where you've got a game here and there through one-day scenarios. If Australia play well and win the series, you can try and get a game there into him, and you just got to get him into that sort of fixture somewhere. And look, with his bowling, where it comes into calculations, it'd be somewhere like, you know, Sydney, where you might play two spinners. You want the extra all-rounder sort of setup. A bit like they've done with Mitchell Marsh a couple of times. So, you know, that's how they'll look at it. But, you know, who's he going to replace out of the top six? You've got Bukowski. You know, they're pushing him. Obviously, he's had a great start of the summer. But I think they'll be pretty traditional, the Aussies. They'll play six batters, playing at seven in the four bowls.
Buff, curious to get your thoughts. We heard Ian Chappell in his media rounds during the week saying that he was surprised that David Warner would even be asked about who he'd like to open with as a coach. Do you sound out the openers and the players as to who they want to partner up with and what the batting lineup might look like? Of course, this comes back to whether or not it's Joe Burns or Will Pekowski at the top of the order.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it? I mean, everyone's entitled to their opinion, aren't they? And in his day, you know, I'm sure he's sort of been asked about sides as captain, etc. So, David Warner just has his opinion. Oh, I have no dramas either way. I mean, communication is one of the keys. I mean, at the end of the day, select the side anyway, don't they? So it doesn't matter who they speak to. At the end of the day, they've got to select the side, and, you know, it'll be what it'll be. So it's no dramas whichever way they go.
And we know as well as anyone that the selectors are going to have to take it from the media, come rain, hail or shine.
Yeah, they do. So that was one of the things when you're a coach and selector, you cop it either way. Yeah. So there's no point worrying about it. It's part and parcel of the job. So I know Dale won't worry about it. I know Trevor Holmes, he's pretty thick-skinned. You know, everyone's entitled to their opinion, aren't they? And that's the great thing about our sport. Everyone has an opinion.
Who's going to be the team to beat in BBL 10?
Hopefully the Brisbane Heat. Hopefully the Saints, yeah.
I already penciled you in for the grand final. I just wonder who your opponent's going to be.
Yeah, well, let's see how we go. I mean, the WBBL has been quite exciting. Looking forward to the final on Saturday. So that's been good. And hopefully we kick on to a great tournament throughout, obviously, the BBL 10 for everyone. So, you know, we've got a young squad, which is nice and exciting. We've got some, you know, superstars that are going to be, you know, I think they're going to be future international absolute superstars in our setup. So once they get here and play and with our local guys, I think we'll be pretty good.
Hey, Buff, just before I let you go, you mentioned the heart attack just a moment ago, the day before your 50th birthday. How are you feeling? And you've started a campaign called My Marathon and all about getting healthy and feeling better. How are you feeling? And are you hoping to inspire a few others about getting their healthy lifestyle so they don't have to go through what you did?
Yeah, trying to, mate, as best you possibly can. I mean, it is Friday afternoon, so I'm probably going to have a beer. I'm not too worried about that.
It's all about moderation.
It's all about moderation. But, obviously, it was on my 50th birthday, so it was just a wake-up call. And, you know, I had some great people behind me, and the Heart Foundation was fantastic. So just to raise some awareness, really, for everyone to get out there and get healthy and really look after themselves and get their heart checked and make sure they're ticking along okay.
What is the beer of choice, Buff?
Oh, it's West End Draft if I'm in town, or it's Forest Gold. So there you go.
Darren, thanks for joining us.
You can pay the boy out of SA.
No,
but
I have a picture of you sitting on the couch with the cricket on, and a cold one is just about to be cracked open. So thanks for coming on and giving us some of your Friday.
Thanks, boys.
Darren Lehman there, former Australian national coach, of course, and still coaching the Brisbane Heat. All the best to him and his health as well, as he obviously went through a pretty serious battle, but has come through the other side, which is the most important thing.
Yeah, he's an absolute ripper.